Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, you can tell everybody.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back, Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you're looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I want to tell you about my guy, Eric Cook, at Farmers Insurance. I have worked with Eric for well over 5 years. He does my health insurance, my auto, my home, also does commercial and life. I don't know very many insurance agents out there that do all of that, specifically health insurance. And he is so good at all of it. What I love about Eric is he treats every client like they are his only client. He is quick to return phone calls. He is quick to return emails. His staff at the Cook Insurance Agency by Farmers has over 70 years of experience. They know the right questions to ask to get you the right policy. Give him a call today. Trust me on this. Call him today. 303-790-8089. 303-790-8089. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Eric Cook at Farmers Insurance. The Cook Insurance Group, focused on people, not policies. Call today at 303-790-8089. That's 303-790-8089.
Every Wednesday on the show at 8:15, our buddy Super Bowl champ Todd Davis, my lift partner at the gym, will be joining us on the show.
I don't imagine you're doing very similar weights.
Todd? Would you like to refute that?
I'm just trying to keep up. You know how it is.
Did you get your left in today? Did you beat me to the... Listen, I'm doing the show 7 to 9, so I can't get there as early as you. Have you beaten me to the gym already?
No, you know, I was so excited to get on the show. I couldn't really sleep, so I just stayed and got prepared. I'm going to lift afterwards.
Really, this early into a segment, you're already taking shots at me?
Good for you, Todd. He's an easy target.
That's great. All right, Todd, let's move on to football. So you played inside linebacker at a very high level. Jonas Griffith is going to be out the next 4 to 6 weeks with an elbow. You played with Josie Jewell. You know what he brings to the party. How big of a loss is Griffith if he can't play because of his athleticism? And how important is it for Evero to pair Jewell with a guy who has athleticism, whether it's Schobert or Singleton or Strenad, or is that a little bit overrated?
You know, I definitely think Jonas Griffin is going to be a great player for the Broncos when he's back healthy. So for those reasons, I feel like they'll definitely miss him for however long he's out. And I think they do need somebody who is more athletic, can recover tight ends and slot receivers to play alongside Josie. Josie's a great player. He's a great leader. He's good when he's out there really getting everybody coached up and ready to go. But I think he does well when he's partnering with somebody who's really athletic, and Josie Jewell can be the best hard-hitting middle linebacker he could be. So I think they definitely need to try out Alex Wilson or Justin Chenard, see how it really plays out with them, because those are two guys that are supposed to be athletic, that can cover a little bit, that could be in there to help them out.
Former Broncos and NFL inside linebacker Todd Davis joining us.
And my lift partner.
And your lift partner.
I spot him.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he's got a great deal of confidence when you're spotting him. When he's got about, 350 on his bench, and you're standing there right over him like, hey, I got you here.
One more.
You just need a couple of fingers, don't you?
Come on, push it, Davis. I got you.
I think that Todd is probably smarter than that. All right. Jonas Griffith coming back. They've said 4 to 6 weeks on an elbow dislocation. 4 to 6 weeks gets him in the neighborhood of opening day. And in fact, Nathaniel Hackett told us that yesterday, that he could be available for opening night. But how much lifting do you need during the course of 4 to 6 weeks to maintain your strength with all the battling that you do inside? Is it realistic to assume that Jonas Griffith can be where he needs to be, even if he's back in 4 or 5 weeks?
To be honest, I feel like it may take a little bit longer than that. I think 4 to 6 weeks may be to be back healthy and be able to give 100%. But will he be 100% at that time? I don't believe so. Me personally, I've had injuries, calf injuries, where I came back 2 weeks into the season. I think I was out for 8 weeks myself. But it took me, 2 weeks after coming back and actually even playing a game to regain my strength, regain my conditioning, regain all the tools that I had built in training camp before I got injured. So it definitely takes more than just, the time it takes to get back on the field to be ready to play.
Todd, a lot of former Broncos who have been out at training camp have had a very similar narrative. The training camp was more like summer camp. Nathaniel Hackett had a couple of hard practices and then a jog through. I can understand why former players are critical of that, because that's not what they went through when they were going through training camp. Did you somewhat feel the same way during training camp? But now that you have talked to some guys in that locker room, has that changed your mind?
Yeah, I definitely feel like, the training camps that I experienced were a little bit tougher and more of a grind. But I also feel like the guys in the locker room are grateful and understand the opportunity they have in front of them with such a player-friendly coach. The guys in that locker room that I've talked to, and I've talked to plenty of them, they really love Coach Hackett. They believe he's doing a great job, and they believe he's doing what's best for the team. And so do I. And, many times we look at the season and see what teams are in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl. Many times it's not the best team in the league, but it's the team that can stay the healthiest throughout the season. So I think that's what he's looking at. I think that's what he's focused on. And being able to have guys play into January, early February, and be healthy is his most important task right now.
Then I would imagine, Todd, to some degree, it's fine if regulars, frontline guys, don't play in the exhibition season. You okay with that?
If I was playing, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Right.
I think if you're one of those guys that has been a starter for a long time or a starter in the league, you know what's expected of you. You know how to play. You know how to get your body ready. You don't really need the preseason to do that. That's more for, the organization and the fans more than, the starters to get ready to play.
But is there a little bit of difference that it's a new coaching staff, new head coach, new offensive coordinator, new defensive coordinator, new special teams coordinator, all of them first time ever doing this job with a new quarterback? Should those guys be on the field just a little bit to maybe work out some kinks, or does everything get overridden because of you want to keep guys fresh and they don't need it because they're veterans?
Yeah, I think you want to keep guys fresh. I mean, when you play in the league as long as Russell Wilson or Kareem Jackson or some of the players that they have on both sides of the ball, it's less about new schemes and more about terminology. It's rare that you have somebody come in that's an offensive defensive coordinator just drawing up plays you've never seen before, and you really have to wrap your mind around it. Most of the time, you just have to change your lingo or your verbiage between coordinators. So it's less change than people think most of the time.
Former Broncos tackling machine Todd Davis joining us right now here on the Morning Drive. Give me a sense for what you are most curious about with this coaching staff between now and when the regular season rolls around. We saw pretty good effort the other night that seemed fairly seamless. I enjoyed clock management at the end of the first half, getting points, things of that nature. We've seen some indications of how this group is working together. But what do you need to see a little more of to buy completely in but before they get to Seattle, Todd?
I just think I need to see more games. I think I need to see more of them being able to display all the things that they're teaching the guys in training camp. I think they're doing a great job so far. You definitely saw that in the first preseason game. It definitely felt like a dominating game on the side of the Broncos. I just need to see more of it. I love the deep shots that we're seeing, you know, to the wide receivers and really getting them involved. So I really feel like they're doing a great job of it. You know, but that just goes back to just repetition. You know, they were able to do it once. Can they do it again? Can they do it for, you know, two more preseason games after that? That's what I'm excited to see.
Start of the season is coming up fast against the Seattle Seahawks. We don't know who the starting quarterback is going to be for Seattle, whether Geno Smith or Drew Locke. We're going to talk more about this in the next segment. Locke actually played with the first team yesterday after coming off a pretty good opening preseason game, but then came down with COVID. With who is going to start for Seattle, if you know Drew Locke and you were one of his former teammates, do you want him starting or does it matter?
Yeah, as one of his former teammates, I definitely want him starting. I feel like, you know, he's definitely a good player and he's, you know, putting his best foot forward now with the Seattle Seahawks, but being able to go against you in practice, you know, for, you know, 2 or 3 years, I understand your tendencies or what you like to do as a player. I can kind of get in your head and maybe talk a little bit more trash because I know you personally. So I think I would definitely want him starting. You know, not a knock on him, just I would feel more comfortable understanding who he is as a player, having gone against him in practice for multiple years.
You and your wife have done a tremendous amount of outreach in the community with the Davis Fund. Tell our listeners and viewers about what you and your easily better half are doing right now.
She's definitely my better half.
I know.
We're doing everything we can to get back to the community. So right now, we have some things in place. You know, I was actually had a conversation with the mayor last night. We want to be able to bring some affordable housing to the city of Denver. So I think that's our goal going forward. Right now, we've done a couple housing projects in my hometown of Palm Desert, California, and now we want to bring it here to really be able to make a difference because, you know, the housing market is increasing so much, and there's so many people whose jobs aren't really increasing the same way the housing market is. So, you know, there's a need there, and I want to be able to fill that and help people out.
How can people get involved, or how can they donate?
The best way is to email me at todddavis@thedavisfund.com, F-U-N-D fund. You know, you reach out to me, shoot me an email, tell me how you would like to get involved. We can keep you updated on everything that we're doing so everybody can, you know, pitch in and help and really make this community the best it could be.
I'll be at the gym probably at about 9:40, slap on some plates, just wait for me, and I will be ready for a good spot.
He'll be the one stuck under the bar.
Todd will be.
No, you will be.
No, he'll be the one stuck under the bar because
he'll have to pull the bar off you.
No, I'll be spotting him. I don't need him.
Are you
me.
Overweight guy like the guy that puts too much on there? Yeah, hold on here. I'll sit down on it. I got this here. I got this. I got these reps. No problem. Are you that guy?
No, I'll tell you the guy that I don't like at the gym. And Todd, see, tell me if you back me up on this. Let's say you're on a machine and the person is on their phone.
Yes.
Okay. And what bothers me, I look at them and I say, the chair that you're sitting in on this equipment is not a couch. You are at a gym. And you know what they always say the same thing every single time. Right, Todd? I got one more set.
Yeah, I got one more.
I got one. Did you experience that too?
Sure. All the time.
Todd, do you experience that?
Yeah, I hate that, man. We're here to live. We're not here to be on Instagram or, you know, texting our significant others. It's time to put the work in.
Gotcha.
You know, couch potato.
Exactly. Hey, Todd, I will see you in the gym soon, obviously, and we will talk to you next Wednesday on the show. See you, pal.
All right, perfect. Take care.
All right, coming up after the break, Drew Locke, has his opportunity to start against the Broncos been taken away because he has been diagnosed with COVID? That's next. That you want me to.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Chumba.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.